Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get fired up about Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat? Unleashed, Unshaken, Unstoppable brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, and Dr. Pat herself, unleashed like never before. Mega talk covering the most leading edge and headlines worthy topics from pop culture to presidents, sex to spirituality, surviving to thriving, Hollywood to Bollywood, and music to miracles, addiction to action and rhetoric to rockin' it. It's not about mistakes and all about the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what, don't just make a difference, be the difference. Now here's Dr. Pat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Here, let me tell you, I'm Dr. Pat. For those of you that know me, you know me as Dr. Pat. For those of you that don't know me, I'm still Dr. Pat. Just saying. Look, this is a different show. This is the last time in this hour that you're going to hear that intro. What you're probably going to hear is something like this. You ready, everybody? And my special guest today have not even heard this yet either. So I want to get their reaction to it. So here we go. This is what you're probably going to hear moving into next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you ready to get fired up about Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat, unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable, bringing mind-blowing news, conversation with top world thought leaders, and me, unleashed like you've never heard slash saw before. Yep, that's it. Mega talk covering the most leading edge and headline worthy topics from pop culture to presidents, sex to spirituality. Actually, people don't think there's any difference in that. Surviving to thriving, Hollywood to Bollywood, music to miracles, addiction, action, and rhetoric to rocking it. It's not about mistakes, and it's all about having the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. So think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
Love wow. it. By the way, there must be a resonance issue here because when I responded to Linda's email, your producer, I said, yeah, we're fired up for to be on Dr. Pat's show. And that's the first line out of there.
Well, you know, look, and that's why I wanted you both on the show, because when I think about unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable, and I think about your show, you know, I think about karmic path, and we're going to talk about that today. You know, one of the things I think about, and I had to go back and look at my 15 years doing this, and now our relationship on Transformation Talk Radio, and, you know, Mike Horn and the team over there at CRN, Mike is saying to me, Pat, you got to do more shows like this. We're not really changing the Dr. Pat show. This is just a different version that goes back, Laura and Tina, to the original show, Crust Busting Your Way. But it really mimics, matches, modifies, and magnifies the times we live in. And so today, let me just tell everybody about Tina and Laura, if you don't know who they are. I met Tina Irwin a number of years back. How to Run the Show was interviewing her about her ground, well, what I thought like were out of this world books. And I got to know Tina a little bit. And as I got to know her more, I found out about this show that both Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine were doing. And one of the things I noticed is when you take the power and the possibility, each of these women, and now you put them together, what happens is you remove the words ordinary. You remove the word or expression okay. You remove the words slow. You move to a place of, look, psychic phenomenon in the reality of the world we live in, recognizing that if you go back even biblically, not going to bring up the Bible, but just did, Daniel, you will find out that this is a phenomenon, a gift that every one of us have been given. And we forget that. We forget that. So my friends remind me that you have to be talking about what almost every top pro athlete will tell you. That shot I took, that ball I caught, I just took. Boy, I knew to go there, but I knew to go there. So today, we're going to take everybody on a journey so that you can get up close and personal with two of the most amazing people, the host of a crazy great show, and what they are setting the stage for. They are co-hosts of The Karmic Path, where they unite science, psychology, and spirituality between the seen and the unseen worlds. That's why we're here today. We're going to talk about where this begins, what you say yes to in life, what you say no to in life, what scares you, what energizes you, and what pushes you forward to not become your own version of your own rhetoric, but be more importantly, your own version of your own revolution. Tina, Laura, Tina, great to have you.
Thank you so much. Thrilled. What an amazing introduction.
Look, I got to tell you, and I think, Tina, let's start with you. You could probably explain what happened here. You know, I had sort of this kind of experience back in 1991. And what I want to say about this is something happens to me. I can't give you like a rational explanation, but there have been multiple points in time, 1991, 2003, when I started the first show, and like now. And there's this thing that happens to each of us. I want to ask you about each of you, where we all of a sudden have this unleashed and unstoppable and unshaken way that we are being called to show up in the world. Let's start with each of you and talk about, first of all, how both y'all got together, how you two met, and then what were the fireworks that went off after that? Who wants to start? Tina, Laura, who wants to do it?
I think we should start with Laura, because her story of how we met really epitomizes exactly what you're saying, because how we met took us out of a comfort zone and propelled us into today's reality and today's future. The future is right this minute. So Laura, I'm going to turn this over to you.
This is a classic, thank you. A classic example of karma not wasting energy.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Yeah. Where did we hear that before?
Where did we hear that?
Karma never wastes energy. Woo. I think I actually, when I first met Tina, I had her, I had a girlfriend who did cross stitching, and I had her cross stitch this pillow that said, karma never wastes energy. So my story is that we're a normal family. My husband's a businessman. I'm a public school teacher. We've got three kids. I do a lot of civic volunteer work at the city level and at the school district level. And my husband's coaching soccer on the weekends. I'm coaching, believe it or not, cheerleading and basketball. I mean, we're busy. We're a normal, middle class, normal family. And then one day we wake up and our youngest daughter, who is then about five-ish or so, is super psychic.
Wow.
What do you do with that? Okay. So for all the parents out there, if you have a kid who's a really good soccer player or a really good musician, I can say, hey, do you know of a good soccer coach? Do you know of a good music teacher? Hey, do you know of a good psychic? Yeah, don't do that.
No.
And so this was about 10 years or so ago, before the internet is what it is. And it's actually the internet, I'm going to say, is a little questionable at this time. So even today, I started looking and digging. So my kid could do all of these crazy things that, honestly, I didn't have words for them. There were all kinds of things roaming through our house. I mean, the concept of, you know, that Conjuring house or Amityville Horror, that was my house. It was crazy.
So you were seeing ghosts. No, she was seeing.
My daughter is seeing ghosts.
She's seeing other things too.
Other beings and other intelligences that were not for our greater good. At the same time, my dad had died, and he decided to live with us as a ghost. And I didn't know what that fully meant at the time, other than through my then six-year-old daughter, now she's six, he's telling my daughter to tell me that it's really dangerous here and he's here to protect us. And all I could think of was, good grief, how does a ghost protect us, right? How do you...
You can't make this up.
No, I'm not that creative. I'm creative, but not that creative. So how do you deal with this? Now, we also have a ghost child who started living with us as well. Her name was Annabelle, and this is not anything to do with the horror movie Annabelle. This ghost child starts living with us, and she decides that over time, she wants me to be her mom. And she's a dead little seven-year-old girl. We don't know what to do with her.
Oh,
she died in a car accident. We know that. She looked like she was like from the 1990s based on the nightie she had on. And now she's angry at my daughter because my daughter's living the life she wants. And every time my daughter goes into the shower, my daughter gets stabbed in the back and she comes out screaming and she's got these welt marks on her back. I'm a public school teacher. I know what CPS is all about.
So you were afraid that if you told anybody that this could be really bad.
It would get really bad.
Well, because you also weren't sleeping at night.
No, ghosts don't sleep. What we have to remember is...
That's really important. Ghosts are always awake.
And all those dark entities and dark beings, they don't sleep either.
No.
Efforts.
And so with that...
I don't know why we think energy sleep.
Right, because we need to sleep, so it's normal, right? Yeah,
like, why are we thinking like... And even when we sleep... We think our energy is sleeping.
Right. No, we're usually when we're sleeping, we're generally traveling in our sleep state.
Right.
Sometimes we just need to escape this
this reality.
This reality for a little bit.
So this went on for how long?
This went on for about 18 months.
Whoa.
And I'm looking for help and I keep looking and looking and I'm finding not always the right help. I've got helpful people in my life that are trying to help. And what does that mean? What does that look like? And I don't know, Dr. Pat, if we need to go to a break soon, but
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's just hold on here because when we really get in the groove here, we're going to have a whole different clock that we're using and everything. But for now, you know, we are talking about what it means to show up and share a story like you're sharing. Because you see, that's what I'm saying. I am not alone.
And this is why, I mean, I searched, short of dialing Psychics R Us, I was looking for help all over the place. And I had a lot of well-meaning psychics and I had a lot of psychics that really wished my daughter ill. One of the most dangerous concepts, and I'm saying this because I'm not the only parent of a psychic kid. One of the most dangerous concepts I was told by a well-meaning psychic was just have her trust spirit, follow spirit. And my reaction is, who the heck is spirit? Right? Who is spirit? What is spirit? There's all kinds of spirits roaming around my house. I mean, to talk about the level of crazy, we had a mass murderer who resided in our house with his victims who he had killed. And he's explaining to my daughter what he did to them. She's 6 years old.
Yeah, that wasn't a gift.
That's not a gift.
No.
We had
a little boy who was murdered.
A little boy who was murdered actually up in Portland and a number of years ago. And he came to us and he told us who murdered him and how he died. And and he's telling my daughter about the science fair that he was so excited to go to before he was murdered. And he studied all about these tree frogs from Central America and blah, blah, blah. They come in blue and red and stuff that she had no idea. She's relaying to me. What do you do with this?
Right.
What do you do with people who are murdered, with these dark beings? We had all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And, you know, I hadn't slept in probably a couple of months. It got so bad that if I got two consecutive hours of sleep a night, that was a full night's sleep. That's how bad it was. And I'm praying and I'm protecting and I'm asking for help and all of these things. I don't know what to do. And I remember a friend of mine says, well, just burn a little sage. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll burn sage. So I get some sage, nothing happens. She's like, well, did you burn white sage? And I'm like, there's a difference. Okay, I'll burn. So I burned some. So she says, I'm going to come over and give you some sage. And, you know, it just...
She was so well-intended.
She's so well-intended. And it
so
worked
kind.
For her, but I had such a bigger problem than a little sage. So she gives me these 12 bundles of sage. And she says, these are really powerful. Burn one at a time as you need them. And I remember I got my kids to school and I got, you know, my husband off to work, this normal stuff, because I have to live a normal life. And I see this bundles of sage and I'm like, screw this. I got a giant silver bowl and I lit them all on fire. And I've got this smoke coming out. It's just billowing out. And my smoke detectors are going off. My animals run out in the backyard and I'm in the front yard hoping to God my neighbors don't call the fire department because the smoke is billowing out. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And all of my ghost friends and entities just stood there with me outside. It was one of the most defeating moments. Mm-hmm. So sage doesn't have the spiritual horsepower intended for that moment in time. Mm-hmm. And kissing a lot of psychic frogs along the way, my sister-in-law, who has a friend that she goes walking with, my sister-in-law is the only one that knows what's happening. And we walk in and she's telling her friend who's the stories, these crazy stories. My sister-in-law is worried about us. She's sharing the story. My sister-in-law's friend goes to a dinner party at a country club. And who should she sit next to? One guess.
Me.
She's wearing yellow. So she sits next to Tina and they have this conversation and Tina's probably, you know, this is a normal conversation for Tina. And Tina says,
she says, what do you do? And I said, I talk to the dead. She said, can you help a psychic child? And I said, sure, here's my card. And that was the entire conversation. I mean, it wasn't even 30 seconds. And I thought, you know, a lot of people take your card and you never hear from them again. And within 24 hours, Laura called me and she said, can you help me with a dead kid? And I said, sure.
Yeah. And so
it took us what, 10 minutes?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had been searching for help in churches, psychics, anything. The only thing that I refused to do, and it wouldn't have worked anyways, was I had somebody tell me to banish her, this 7-year-old ghost child, from my house. And all I could think of was, if this were my 7-year-old child, this lonely, I would not banish her.
Yeah.
And so you know, we went to, you know, various high masses and this and that and had oils anointing the doors and what we tried everything.
Yeah.
And in one tiny felled swoop, Tina, we cross over Annabelle and now I can see Annabelle for the first time also. So my psychic abilities reopened up because I was psychic as a kid, but told not to ever deal with it. So they went dormant.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what we do. You know, we take the phenomenon of innocence and openness that happens when children are young or when, you know, we're coming out and we look. How does a child, an infant know? How does an infant know that some point along the line, some people say it's 9 months, some people say it's 8 months. I mean, if you talk to one of my friends who brags, right, it's like, oh, my child was standing at 3 months. I'm like, oh, I don't know that. But you think about it, take about a little baby child, right? And here they are. They're moving right along, toddling along, and they're trying to get up. They're just trying to get up. And somehow you watch them do this. There's no training manual for, oh, hey, little Johnny, this is how you get up. No. But you watch their intuitive nature around this, right? You watch them know how to reach out for your favorite coffee table and try to pull up. You see, all of these things, when we can manifest and see in the physical world, then that's when we have an explanation. But how about all of the invisible here, right, Tina Laura?
Yes. That invisible, that's why our show marries the normal and the paranormal, because we have so many subtle energies that we don't explain. And it wasn't that long ago that nobody believed in viruses and bacteria until
they discovered the microscope. And surgeons figured out if you washed your hands, the infection rate among your patients dropped. But until the microscope was invented, science has to catch up. That's why it's called metaphysics. It's what's beyond physics at the moment. And we lived with Newtonian physics for a long time until quantum physics was basically discovered. And once quantum physics was discovered, now we can give new meaning and structure to what we're experiencing, and things we never could conceive of now exist. So we know that in what we call the psychic or intuitive realm, there are more things than we can possibly imagine.
And I call it a zoo. That fourth dimension, right, where those ghosts are. When people say, I'm talking to spirit, how do you know who or what you're talking to? There are so many beings and entities down there. you have to practice due diligence and discernment to figure out who or what it is you're really communicating with.
I think that's really what we were, that's why we teamed up, because I knew that she was going to need a lot more help with this really psychic child than just, we crossed over this one child, but what about the others that were coming? And then part of the reason we teamed up was she is every mom.
Yeah.
She isn't, she isn't unique. She's the norm of the thousands of mothers and fathers with psychic children, and or the families with ghosts. Even if you don't have children, ghosts are everywhere. And when we can get away from that concept that it's unusual, it's the norm.
Well, you don't have to go to an abandoned prison to find a ghost. Just go to the alcohol section of a Trader Joe's or a hospital. You'll find them. Yeah.
Well, and what we're talking about here is what we're talking about. And for those folks that are just tuning in, you know, you're listening to a new version of the Dr. Pat Show. You're going to be hearing lots more about it. This is Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat. You know, this show is really bringing conversations to the forefront that may or may not have been brought there before, and bringing them to you in a way that we can all break this down to say, I am not the odd person out. And this today is one of the most widely talked about phenomenons we have. Movies have been made about this. You talk to your children, you talk to your friends, you know, in your home, you feel a breeze and you think, wow, I think that was my mom. So what we're doing today is say, look, what is it that we do to recognize, honor, and move forward in our lives? And that's why Laura and Tina are here today. You know, I want to ask you this question, Laura, you know, Tina, I want to ask you this question. What is your assessment of other people, just like you described, right, Laura? Other people, just like you, just like me with my story, because my story sent me off to Dr. Jacoby, right? That one that I did, where I saw this family sitting in my basement when I was like 8 or 9. That sent me off to Dr. Jacoby again. But where, what would you say are the range of people? You know, how many people experience this and don't know what to do with it? And basically, some people suffer.
A lot of people suffer.
I would have to say that the number of people who experience a paranormal event is in the 85 to 90% bracket. Yeah. I think not only is it not unusual, it is in fact the norm. And sometimes people deny it. But and I think it's men and women.
Oh,
and and you see this in every realm. For instance, a coach with a basketball team, if he can feel, you know, a men's basketball team, he can feel if the team is off. And that would be the term he would use. I got this gut feeling the team is off today, but I can't quite figure out how to turn it around.
Or when you're driving a car and you know that that guy in front of you is dangerous and erratic, that's a psychic
phenomenon. You can
phenomenon.
Feel it. You can feel it. And I've had many a conversation on an airplane about this very topic. And I sat next to a neuroscientist earlier, sometime last year, who said, I don't believe in any of that, but I do believe it because I know there's something else. And Einstein talked about that too. And what we're trying to do is really bring this marriage of science and spirituality together. And I think one of the things that makes Laura and I a kind of an unusual team is, when was the last time two psychics agreed on something?
Yeah.
Or that we can bounce things off and we see the same things. When was the last time two psychics could see the same things or be able to translate an experience so that other people can understand it? And what we're hearing is, I'm so glad to hear it because I'm not crazy. I know this is real, but I didn't know how to put a name to it and I didn't know what to do. And what you're trying to do with this Power Up is really give people a sense of, you're not crazy. We're going to tell you how to handle it and let's move forward and deal with this and bring it out in the open. I mean, we've had advertising executives and stockbrokers. I had a NASA scientist or NASA rocket scientist with a very haunted house in Norfolk or Virginia Beach somewhere not say, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts, but good God, my house is haunted. It's like, dude, you called a psychic. What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to believe it. And I said, well, okay, that's your problem, not mine. What do you want to do? Yeah. Fix it. Just fix it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to take a short break and talk about this. But, you know, look, let's talk about a few things that are not mistakes for a moment. Roswell. Who thought that in 2019, a CW television show on Roswell would be like the craze of the network, then move it over to do the season replay over there on Netflix, and everybody cannot watch one episode of this. They got to watch the whole binge thing about it. 2019. So what we're talking about is a pop culture phenomenon that most people thought would go away after that first UFO, the day the Earth stood still. What was that, 1950 or whatever they did those movies back then? They thought, oh, these black and white people are not going to talk about them. They're not going to talk about these things anymore. And then we go through every decade. You can check, fact check me on this. Every decade, there's been a new up-level narrative on this phenomenon. Go check decade by decade. You will see a new series of something coming out, a book, television, movie, dare I mention The Twilight Zone and Outer Limits, The X-Files. But now we are in 2019, and there are more, and there is more interest worldwide about what we're talking about than there ever has been. And the creative ways that it's coming to people is what's most exciting, like your show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this amazing tag team now do what they do, why they do it, what their show is about, and what is it in the energy exchange between them that is so effortless and so informative that we're going to talk about what it means for them to be unleashed when we come back. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tuning in. Turn us on. This is Power Up Radio with me, Dr. Pat. Look, for more information right now on this particular show, you can go to Power Up Dr. Pat, or you could go to Power Up Talk Radio, or you could go to the Dr. Pat Show. You're going to hear lots more about this. We're hoping to extend this hour from 1 hour to two on all of our networks, all of our affiliate networks, and on CRN. If I leave it up to my friend Mike Horn over there at CRN, he would have the show, the entire Dr. Pat schedule on. And Mike, I love you. I'm working on it. But one of the things I want to say, this is a show that in future weeks, you're going to hear, we'll have a new 800 number for it. We'll have more ways for everybody to engage. It's not going to be the kind of show that we normally do, and that we want to know what you think. We do. That doesn't mean that their guest and I are going to agree with you, but that's not the kind of show it is. It's a place where a voice can be heard. But part of this is understanding that bringing a conversation to the forefront has got to be about creating a better world for me. It's not a hate show. It's not a bashing show. It is a show that by the time you're done with it, you'll have more information to empower you to make whatever that decision is. Tina, Laura, what's the best way for folks to know about you and to know about your show?
Probably thekarmicpath.com, K-A-R-M-I-C, path.com. And also you can follow the Facebook page of The Karmic Path, and that's where you can watch us live each week. We do have all the shows archived on the website as well. And we also have online courses that discuss this in greater depth. Yeah.
How do they find out about all that?
They can go to thekarmicpath.com and just click on the courses link. I mean, okay. Everything is energy. And we have one course. It's a very basic course about, you know, slaying the energy vampires, those things that come at you. You have a toxic coworker and, you know, you leave this meeting and you're like, oh my God, I'm so drained. What the heck is that? And it's tips and strategies to keep your energy so you don't give it away. I mean, you know, and how many people have a toxic family member out there? I mean, come on. If you don't, you don't have a family.
We also have a really, really wonderful course that takes it to the next level on psychic self-defense. I mean, and that
that's a 5 week.
Basically a 4 or 5 week course. Yeah. And we have a sort of like a public service course on healing the grief of suicide because it offers an extremely different view of what happens to someone who takes their life by suicide. Mm-hmm. And we have more coming.
That's my mother. My mother did that. It was a big secret in our family.
Right.
Until I got the letters that my stepmom gave to me from my mother. But that was a big secret, right? That my mom had attempted suicide, ended up in Bellevue in New York. And then the second time around, since that didn't work, she just like, yeah, we're just going to light the house on fire. And so, but there is a stigma. I mean, think about what you just said, right, Tina? You know, you're talking about, look, this event happened and it was a secret in my family for 40 years. And when I came out and started to talk about it from my mom's letters, I got blacklisted, right? And then I said, you know what? I just need to know the truth, right? But part of this is also helping folks understand what you've just said about suicide, because let's just be realistic. Those numbers, they're on the rise.
They're growing. Well, and we have a theory about this because suicide is contagious and we talk to the dead. We're going to say right now, we talk to the dead.
Talk to the dead a lot.
Every day. I don't think there's a day that goes by that we don't talk to someone who's died.
And I want to interject something without having you lose your train of thought. We spend a lot of time dealing with death. And frankly, having someone by my side and having a teamwork to be able to assist the dead and to assist thousands and thousands of families means that we're not facing it alone. And Laura has an astounding story that comes from a woman from South Africa. I really want you to share that because this is exactly what we mean when people think suicide is contagious. And Pat, I think it's a really good illustration of why what we're trying to do as a public service is to truly help people and give them some power. So Laura, if you just share that kind of quickly here.
the dead talk to us. And when we talk to the dead, especially those who died by suicide, we hear their stories, we hear their struggles, we understand on a deeper level what they won't share with their family because they don't want to.
Or couldn't possibly. Before they died.
But I had a woman who reached out to me, you know,
from
just
South Africa.
A stranger who was very kind and sweet. She says, I feel like I want to commit suicide and I don't know why. Can you help me? Oh, how do you say no to that? And so I said, all right, let's, you know, do a Facebook chat. And we were talking on the phone. And as I'm working with her, I said, you have a lot of dead who've committed suicide with you. And she says, yeah, I have 17 family members who committed suicide, you know, parents, uncles, aunts, grandparents, cousins. And I said, you know, they're all standing with you. No one has crossed over. People who die by suicide generally do not cross over without assistance. And they were all glomming onto this woman, and we crossed them all over. And within a month, I hear back from her, probably a couple of weeks, I don't remember. She said, suicide ideation has gone away. I got a promotion and I'm engaged.
Mm. She started living again.
Yeah.
Mm. And when someone takes their life by suicide, we could do a whole show just, and we have done shows just on suicide. Yeah.
They don't cross over.
They don't cross over because they're sad and they thought that they would be relieved of this torment. We have an enormous amount of compassion for the person that's experiencing this because we have heard them tell us. And that's why we have a crossing over prayer for suicide. And we have a course for healing the grief of suicide, which helps the living family members understand what could have happened and how they can help the person who may still be hanging around them.
Because what happens is they now, this client is a great example. She's feeling suicidal. She doesn't know why, because she's in resonance with suicide because all of these ghosts are hanging around her into her auric field. It's lowering her auric field. The most compassionate thing we can do is help somebody who has died by suicide by crossing them over.
And it's done without judgment, without any prejudice whatsoever. And that's what's written in the crossing over prayer for suicide. And it gives a family member who feels completely helpless now something really powerful that they can do for that person.
You may not have been able to help them in life the way you wanted to, but you can help them in death. And that's the true spiritual service.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you both this question too, because one of the things that I had to reflect upon in my own life is there are two things, and let me just give you the backdrop, and I want to hear from each of you of how this has played out for you in your life. Recently, I'm being asked by a lot of my publisher friends, book to write a book, and so I'm not really feeling called to write the kind of book, you know, that I think other people want us to write. And I know Tina, like, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you both know what I'm talking about. But one of the things I'm really struck by is how that particular idea came up and what it made me look at for myself, right? That's what I love about, what did I say? Spontaneous, authentic. Didn't I say that's the way we're describing this show? Okay, yeah. Can you both share what you shared with me about why maybe I dropped?
You're probably about ready to say something.
I think I'm still dropping.
Yeah. Okay, you probably are about to say something really important that needs to be heard. And there's subtle energies, these dark entities that may not want that information shared. And we deal with this a lot, by the way.
We call it interference. Yeah. And to get any of our books published, we have 7 out, the 8th one's coming out this summer. And to get a book published, to get a radio show up, to get a course up,
can be a Herculean effort.
It can be Herculean. We kind of feel like we're pushing a pyramid uphill and the pointy end keeps getting stuck in the side of the mountain. it's that kind of a visual. However, as we connect to the divine or the universal life force on a greater level, we overcome it and it hones our skill. And it enables us to feel that it sinks that team, solidifies that team even more. And I think that you're about to share something that's important. And so we sent you a little help.
Thank you. That's what I'm getting ready to say. You know me, Positive Talk Radio. Positive Talk Radio Show, 15 years, voted number one. Entire Positive Talk Radio Network before anybody thought to do anything about positive talk, right? But something's changed for me, but that really isn't changed. Because if I go back to where I was before I dialed that wrong phone number, I was depressed. I had just spent 10 years studying the consequences of broken promises. I have 1,200 pages of interview notes from people about the importance of promises, of keeping our word, about what happens when we state that we're going to do something and then we don't. So I got this book agent that finds out about my dissertation, which won awards, my postdoctorate that won awards, all of this won awards. I took the big fat black book, I put it on a shelf after I was done with all of my postdoctorate presentation research commitments, and I was done until Jessica one day pulls the book out because she was cleaning off the shelves and she says, oh, you know, Jessica.
Yeah.
She says, oh, I thought you didn't write a book because it's a big fat book. I'll have to ask Linda to go get it and bring it in here. Big fat book. And she says, oh, and like your name is like in gold. It's like gold leaf. Why did you say you didn't write a book? That began for me a couple years ago, the first time I could open that up and look at what I wrote. So here's what I want to say about it. I don't believe I wrote that book. I don't believe I did that work. When I opened it up and I saw this body of work, unlike anything I'd ever done in my life, Herculean, is that what you said? Herculean?
Yeah, Herculean.
It was like a blur, but I know it's written just like all your books. So here's what I want to say about it. The book they want me to write is a contemporary book based on my research about broken promises, and they want me to talk politics. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, everybody.
That book could be as fat as the United States is wide.
Well, they don't want me to just be a book about politics. They, you know, what they're saying is, you got to talk about broken promise. My book is about broken promises between people. But what they're seeing, and obviously there's something that's going on energetically in the world about us not understanding the consequences of breaking a promise. And again, this is empirical research I did, quantitative, qualitative, on consequences of this. And if we don't understand it, how do we create integrity in our families, in our world, in our groups, in our communities, in our society, and in our government, if we don't understand that?
And maybe the time is right now.
Well, I think if you shifted the word and you married the word consequence to karma, because we have a karmic ripple effect. The parent who says, I'm going to pick you up. Let's just take the tiniest example. I'll pick you up at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
But every day that parent isn't there.
Oh,
I'm going to be at your band concert. I'm going to be at your soccer game. And every day that parent isn't there. The karmic ripple of that parent's lack of character is what I'm hearing you say on all these subtle levels.
Yeah.
And how do you teach character? Actually, NPR had a whole, Ed and Brian had a whole thing about, we used to teach character building in school. We don't do that anymore. And part of broken promises, and I think if you start at the most basic nuclear level, people will be able to infer what happens on the larger world stage on a global level. And politics, whether politics can be described in an office, in a family, in a school, anywhere, there are going to be politics. And by the way, when you die, there are politics in the higher realms and the lower realms.
Yes, there
You're
are.
You're never going to escape politics. But when you are a person of integrity, it takes you to a higher place. And maybe that's what your book is highlighting, that element of integrity and the karmic ripple effect of action and reaction.
Yeah, I love what you've said, because, you know, maybe that's the thing for me. In researchy language, because thank goodness not everybody has to write a researching language. The other thing was interesting about both of this, you know, I haven't really talked about it. I haven't done research since, but I got an email from a student, a university, Carnegie Mellon, I think, and asked me if she could use my questionnaire from the study. And I said, wow. I mean, that study was done like, and you, she said, no, we want to use your questionnaire. And she said something to me. She said, do you have any idea about your research? And I thought, that's an interesting question, right? And I'm thinking, okay, what's your name? I'm thinking, and I think I said something like, and your name is what? And so what she said was, you should Google yourself. And she said, by the way, Google your name spelled correctly and then misspelled twice incorrectly. She said, if you Google your name and this body of research, she said, you will find close to, she said something like 200,000 references in the academic world. And then she had some other number. And she asked me, how don't you know that? And I didn't have a really good answer for her, except to say, you know, it was an important body of work because it not only represented my corporate experience, but as a child, my first memory of my first real broken promises was my dad. And it was so powerful to me. And it was so absolutely gut-wrenchingly. And if you heard it, you'd say, that is so, really? And it was this. My mom was sick. Now I know she was not really sick. She had attempted suicide. And, you know, though my dad couldn't care for me. So I went from relative to relative to relative to relative. And I got to tell you, I wasn't nicknamed Pat the Brat for nothing. So we just need to say I have a role in this. But here's what I remember. My dad found a Catholic boarding school to put me in at age 6. So newsflash to everybody out there, don't do that. Yeah. But what he said to me was, I loved horseback riding. I made my dad take me horseback riding on the coldest day at Van Cortlandt Park. I loved it. My dad told me that this school had horseback riding. What do you think the truth was of that?
Wow. Yeah. That's huge. That's not small. That's huge.
Yeah. I don't know. Try to Google Dominican nuns and horseback riding. I do not think you're going to find that. Yeah.
Of course not. Yeah.
But you see how that early experience, and this is what you're talking about, karma. I would imagine if we talk about this from your stories, you're getting together, my stories, and many other people listening, they're going to find this energetic thread that we call karma. And in your show, The Karmic Path, you help weave the pieces of this together so that people can make sense of their lives. I mean, you know, I know you have a great show. You've written great books. I know what you're doing is so out of the box that there is no box, but you're doing something that is of super service for people that cannot make sense of what many nuances or non-issues in life that accumulate over time in past lives, right?
Today's show is at, we're going to be doing later on today for the Karmic Path is on.
Tell us about that.
Don't tease the volcano. And it's about family relationships and dynamics, because we're getting into the season where everybody's got family reunions and weddings
and graduations. And when you get all those people together who aren't ordinarily together every day, oh my gosh.
You know, and so how do you act and react in a different way? How can you be practice detached compassion so you don't, you know, inflate that volcano? Yeah. So, but it's the same thing. And so we talk about the normal and the paranormal. This is a very normal thing, but it affects everybody. There's not anyone out there who has a perfect family.
Yeah. Well, that's 4 o'clock Pacific time today.
On Thursdays. Yes.
Correct. 4 o'clock Pacific time, transformationtalkradio.com, and also on Facebook. But you, every show you do really is about uncovering, discovering, unleashing, enlightening, right? Empowering, and doing it in a way where you're telling truth about things that people are afraid or ashamed to talk about.
Yeah.
Afraid or ashamed to talk about.
That's, again, that's why we did have a whole show just about suicide. And we actually have a course on healing suicide. But we're also talking about things that are really awkward for people. And that's part of it, because when something awkward or bad happens to someone, a promise betrayed, a love hurt, it creates this, you're putting a boulder in a pond, and that shockwave, that karmic ripple keeps going. You can't unring the bell. That peal is going to keep going through the universe. I mean, what happened to you from your father is echoing forward to today.
Yeah.
And he would never have imagined that even today, this is something that's still huge for you.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you see where it goes, though. You see how we can take something like that, which I know you're going to talk about, and look at how we can create a positive pathway in the life we live in, right?
Because of that experience, you wrote a book.
Yeah.
You did a dissertation on it, literally.
Yeah.
Which is now going to ripple out. You took a negative and made it a positive.
Carmen, not wasting energy.
Carmen didn't waste energy because you took a negative and you highlighted it. And you're sending it out there and other people are recognizing it. And it's a reminder, even if you decide to publish it under your name and really give it, really put your name in highlighted gold, that people need to remember that their character and the memory of their character or lack of it is what really lives on in people's memories.
And how many people will hear this piece of the show and maybe not do that to their children?
Yeah.
That's the value. Yeah. Wow, this happened to Dr. Pat all those years ago. I don't want to do that to my kid.
Yeah.
Think about the power of that.
Yeah. And let's say now, let's put it out there for everybody. Let's put out the promises challenge. And what that means is when you are getting ready to open your mouth and you're getting ready to do that little thing that you're pretty sure is not going to turn out that way, just hit your energetic pause button, right? Isn't that what we could do, if nothing else?
Yeah, yes. We talk about, and when we talk about karma, action and reaction, if you take a deep breath and stop and collect your thoughts for a half a second, you're going to have a better reaction that echoes out. It's very, very subtle, quick, and easy.
Wow. Well, first, let me thank you both. Let's do a couple of things. One, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you. And also remind everybody of what your show is going to be about today and how they're going to be able to tune in.
Tina?
Anyone can contact us with a question or comment, questions at thekarmicpath.com. And we have a website, thekarmicpath.com. And we have some wonderful courses that we're encouraging people to take and tell us how they feel. Our show this afternoon at 4 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time is called Don't Tease the Volcano. It's about family dynamics and how to maintain your own sense of personal integrity in the face of family members who can be toxic, who can be cruel, and who are absolutely insensitive to the things that they're saying, whether it's at a graduation, a wedding, it can be a funeral, it can be a birthday party. And we're hoping you'll tune in and join us and let us know what you think. We love to hear from our listeners. And Pat, you know, we really want to thank you so much for having us on the show today. We're thrilled and excited to be on this kind of an inaugural show.
Yeah.
Yes, very much. Thank you.
I got to tell you, thank you both. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we have an entire format planned where you all are going to get involved. We're going to get everybody involved in telling us what are some of those things that you want to hear, that you want to get more powered up and fired up about. So I want to thank Tina. I want to thank Laura. I want to thank our producers, Kat running the show, everybody behind the scenes, Mike Horn, the team at CRN, the producers here at Transformation Talk Radio, and mostly all of you, because none of us actually would be here doing what we're doing without your energetic invitation. And that's what I heard you say. You want more from me, and I'm going to give it. Thank you all for tuning us in. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat, Unleashed, Unshaken, Unstoppable. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Pat brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, and Dr. Pat herself, unleashed like never heard before. It's not about mistakes and all about the guts to not just step out of your comfort zone, but annihilate it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Think fun and forefront. Think no matter what, don't just make a difference, be the difference. Visit www.powerupdrpat.com or powerupTalkRadio.com.